With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So this is really weird, but I feel like every human on the planet is in a fight with something that's not alive.
Yes, inanimate object, yes.
I mean, this dude, we've all been watching this video. I don't know what his deal is, but he's clearly schmammered.
Yeah.
He comes into his apartment, and he's got a Nest Cam or something, and he bumps into his fridge, and he feels wronged by it.
Does.
So then he, like, kind of bear hugs the fridge and tackles it.
Yes.
And yeah, knocks it over into like the corner of the counter. So the front, the door has got to be janked up.
Definitely dented. Yeah.
Everything on top of the fridge is gone.
Yes.
And the freezer and fridge both opened a little. So all that crap is dumping out.
Yeah.
And then he stumbles off into the night.
Yeah. He got in a fight with his fridge.
I feel that. I mean, you're telling me you don't have all of this. I've watched you in a full-on screaming match with the, what's this, there's a printer right over here.
The production printer, yes.
And Steve will be, like, I'll come out of the studio and Steve's like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, dude, it doesn't have.
Right.
And then I hear you opening doors and throwing
PC
paper.
Love letter.
That's you.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know what? It made it my B. I master that thing now. It doesn't, like,
it's weird. It's been a bit.
It's been a long time. I think I take my anger out on other things now, too.
Oh.
Like.
Well, okay, this one's really stupid, but, so we've been getting a lot of snow lately, so I've been doing a lot of snow blowing. Well, my snow blower, you know, you crank that, where the direction you want the snow to go, the funnel, the shooter.
Oh, the chute.
The chute.
The out chute. Amber's right over here going, I live in an HOA condo. Like, they don't have to do anything.
Right.
Okay.
And so, you know, you spin the thing to change the direction.
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes the spinner thing doesn't connect with the chute. And so I have to lean over and pound it into the side.
Oh, you have to actually make physical contact with it.
Right.
Oh.
Well, the problem I have to go around the snowblower is the handle gets caught in my snowblowing jacket pocket now. So every time I do that, I'm always getting hung up like this. And then the snowblower wants to tip every time now.
So are you in a fight? I'm trying to figure out who your beef is with.
I'm getting beat by the chute, but I'm kicking the.
Are you mad at the snowblower? Or are you mad at your pocket? Who are you most?
Yeah.
Like, you're in a fight with one. Are you in a fight? You think they're in cahoots together?
Yes.
It's a conspiracy.
It started with
all
the chute.
Against you.
Yes. Pocket jumped on the bandwagon, but in the end, it's me for just not fixing the chute thing. So I should pay.
Oh, you're owning it.
I know.
But so, how would you even fix it? You want my snowblower? You want to?
Yeah, because we have the
exact same one. You just park mine out
forever. Yeah, yes.
Then we've solved this.
Yes.
Amber, do you have a fight with something?
Not really.
Not even a curling iron, not a microwave.
No, like, you know, my car is like so basic package that I had to go to Car Toys and like get the automatic unlock button thing and okay, it doesn't work. Yeah, my car. So now I had to physically use the key to unlock it, but
no,
then sometimes my car door side doesn't work, so I have to go to the passenger side to unlock it. It's a whole thing. Not to mention, I just lose my keys so often.
I can attest to that one.
Yeah.
We shut down the damn radio station for you. We've got search parties. Like, it's like, is it an insider car? Because like, we don't want you walking around in the parking lot
in the dark.
You just like, I don't know what happened.
In fact, the fact that you can't open up from a distance, and if you need to run to your car for you, I don't like that.
It's dangerous.
If Cujo's chasing you or whatever.
Right.
All right, so Amber's fighting with her car.
And then what are you fighting?
I'm trying to think. I'm in a fight with so many different things. But here's what we want to do. If there's something that you loathe and you're fighting with, we'd love to hear what that is. What am I not in a fight with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
you're always fighting with the walls in the hall because you always seem to like walk into them or stumble into them.
There is a thing where they've built in a radio environment, in an audio environment, you're supposed to make the walls like not parallel.
Yes.
Because if they're parallel, then the sound can bounce off and there's echo or whatever. So but the walls are completely parallel inside the studio, But outside, they're not.
You're right.
Yeah.
They have this curve to them, and I cannot walk down the hall without clipping.
Yes,
I have major welts on both of my shoulders from, and I'm telling you, it's not me. I'm not clumsy. The wall moves out about 2 inches when I walk
when you're
by.
Like,
there's
yeah.
no way. I know where the wall is.
I'll be halfway on the other end of the suite, and I'll hear, I know. Exactly. The wall jumped out on him again.
There's somebody else who said they stubbed their toe on a chair. I feel like this could be one of us in this room. Said they stubbed their toe on a chair. They picked it up and broke it apart on the ground, took it outside, and lit it on fire in a fire pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it in me. I think I am.
Yeah, you would do it too? Oh my God.
So I stubbed my toe on my bed.
So you have a fight with your bed. See, there's more to you.
I literally have like shoved my mattress off because like when you're in that much pain
yeah.
and you just lose it and you're like, ah! Like I have really lost because nothing hurts worse than cracking your toe like that.
Da, 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 da.
Ugh.
It's my couch has the great big, like the legs on my couch are like 6 inches by 6 inches and they screw in. And every once in a while, one will just get turned
yes.
just enough to be out when you're walking by the couch.
Yes.
And you just clip that pinky toe
oh.
in, and it's like, you just feel it going like, eh. And then you look down and you see the little thing like go back in. It came out just long enough to like,
done.
I'm good. Somebody else said it was T-Hack. Who's literally, and I can't remember is he in a fight with his backpack or his coat or both? Are they doing the same
question.
Thing?
Yeah.
He's got this winter coat, which by the way is fabulous because Amber has the exact same
Tyler
one.
And I match very often. It's kind of hilarious.
It is
our coat
weird.
Is the same.
I didn't know
our
that.
Winter coat. To be fair, it's like just a black puffy coat with like brown fur on the hood. So it's
right.
not girly or anything.
But it's really, I've watched him try to leave. He puts his coat on and then he can't. Get his arm through his back. Something about this coat makes his one arm turn into a chicken arm, and he can't get his arm through the backpack.
Okay.
And instead of just setting it down or carrying it by the different handle,
right.
you just watch him having a seizure in his room, like, it's all right, so.
Erin also said, I'm going to murder my laptop earlier.
She did.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
in a fight with a computer.
Yeah.
So if you're in a fight with any sort of inanimate object, we want to know what you're fighting with. Amy?
Yay.
Who are you mad at?
Hey guys. So I got in a really big fight with some carpet in my house. And I was doing touch up painting with a full bucket of white paint and we had just put down new carpet.
Oh.
And of course
yep.
I drop the full thing of paint
no.
upside down
no.
onto this brand new carpet.
Oh.
I don't know what to do right now. If I lift the paint up, it's going to pour out. So I end up just trying to like do the quick like pull it out, kind of get the paint out.
Nope.
And then I had this huge blob of white paint. And it was the kind that's like the kills kind, you know, the really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're host.
You're done.
Oh, no.
I'm mopping up the paint and I'm using so many bad words. And I mop the paint up and then I have this huge stinky white carpet, and I get the X-Acto knife, and I just hash this carpet.
No!
Brand new carpet. A huge circle out of it.
That's not what you do. No, you let it perfect. No!
Well, I was in my bedroom, and I'm like, I won't be able to sleep tonight. Like, I just got kind of crazy, you know?
Like,
I'll take care of this. And so I X-Acto knife out this giant hole in my carpet, and I'm just so angry at it. And I call my husband, and he's like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, And he's like, what did you do? Because he's used to my, like, inanimate object anger. You know, I get in fights with things all the time. So I totally understand.
The Berber kicked your butt is what's basically.
Were they able
really
to patch?
Bad. And then we were just like, now what the heck do we do?
Yeah, like, is it in a place where an area rug would make sense?
Yes.
The
no,
furniture
it was right
on
in
it?
Front of the closet.
Oh my God!
Right in front of the closet door because I was doing trim work. So
okay.
Yeah. Dang, Amy.
Yeah, that's a good fight though. You won somehow. Thank you, Amy. Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you fighting with?
I'm fighting with my blow dryer.
Why? What's it doing?
If I try to dry my hair, it won't work, and then as soon as I point it towards my face, it blows in my face, and it's just the ultimate embarrassment. Even if I'm alone in my room.
Wait, you're saying that like it doesn't come on until you point it at anything but your hair?
Yeah, basically. Like, I fight with it for at least 20 minutes before I can actually get my hair dry.
By then, it just dried naturally.
Right.
So, yeah, I know.
What? I mean,
yeah, there must be, like, a short.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. It's like there's a
honestly,
short in the cord.
Another thing that I fight with, too, because the hair dryer, your cord gets all wrapped up. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my God, it's so hard. You want to know why it gets wrapped up?
Because
you're turning around. When you turn around, like, it gets... I do it with my power washer. Eventually, I've got this pigtail, like, and you have to just stand there and, like, go in circles the opposite way until it's unwound. Thank you, Chelsea. Keith.
Yay!
What are you fighting with?
So, I actually ended up winning, but I used to own an Audi S4, and
nice.
It's a brick wall.
Wait a minute. You dropped out for a second. It hit a brick wall?
No, my Audi rolled down my driveway and crushed my leg.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
yeah.
You blame the Audi or you for not putting the brake on?
Well, the brakes weren't working, so I blame it. But then I sold it, and the guy totaled it 2 weeks later.
You're the victim, Keith.
Yeah, and Steve knows all about this. He's gone through, like, 16 Audis, and every time he talks these guys into, like, totaling them,
yep.
So he gets a brand
See?
New
it's an Audi thing.
See?
Well played, Keith.
Thank you, Keith. Megan?
Yes.
Who are you fighting with?
I am fighting with a cabinet door that pops open every time I open a silverware drawer, every time I set something on top of my counter,
yep.
It pops open, it hits me in the leg.
Yep. Oh, no.
Totally get it.
You kick it.
100%.
That's
yeah.
Super
so,
annoying.
Yes, I kick it, and it just opens back up and kicks
yep.
me back.
Yep, even harder.
Do you have soft clothes on your drawers and stuff?
Yes, on some
I have them. Soft clothes on my drawers, and every single one of them works. Except the one for the trash can.
Oh,
and you think it's gonna
why?
Right. And so yeah. You like do it and you like you hit it and you turn around and like bam right into it. You're like, you should be closed by now. I hate that drawer. Heather?
Yay.
What are you fighting with?
So it's actually my mom's fight. I actually have video proof of her going outside and physically like trying to beat up the snow when it like gets really bad. And I just remember her shoveling when it was just, you know, us in the house or something and there was really nobody else to shovel for us. And she was just like pounding the snow and like she would fall and she would just like kind of try and murder it with her shovel and she lives
it's
in
not,
Arizona now. She's not here anymore.
I get it.
Snow.
I mean it's frustrating, but you're not gonna get anywhere.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
Yeah.
What are you fighting with?
Yeah.
A universal remote.
So, remotes are the worst.
We use it for our TV, our Roku, sound system, all of that. And we've had this remote for probably 5 years, and I've thrown it across the room so many times we've had to replace it at least twice. And my husband still keeps buying the same one.
Oh, it's his fault.
It's totally his fault.
I'm going to say this.
I was like, there has to be an easier way. I'd rather have 5 different remotes than use the one remote.
Steve and I used to have this conversation all the time. And
yep.
I don't know if this has been my fight for years.
Yep.
You've got Xfinity and you've got your TV and you can program them both on the remote. So you walk into the room and you go, pink, and the box comes on, but your TV doesn't. And
oh.
You go, pink, and then it goes, now TV's on, but the box is on. And you're like, damn it!
Yes, it's a forever ending loop.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.